Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Oklahoma's weed improvement team, led by state weed breeder Dr. Brett Carver, is one of the most celebrated and distinguished genetic programs in the industry, constantly developing new weed varieties that empower growers and help them produce the highest quality, highest yielding crops by reducing the effects of our region's unique environmental challenges. Invested in that work are the farmers themselves. Oklahoma Wheat Commissioner Michael Peter says it's worth every penny.
The investment the Oklahoma Wheat Commission makes with the breeding team in Oklahoma State is very important for the Oklahoma wheat producer. As we all know, the environment's constantly changing. So from that standpoint, it's great for the Oklahoma farmers, and it's constantly something we have to keep up with. And that's things that Brett Carver has his team doing. And in order to do that research, it takes time, but it also takes investment. And that investment comes from the Oklahoma wheat producer with their checkoff. I really wish that every wheat producer could come up here to Oklahoma State and go through some of the facilities and see what they do, because it really is amazing work they are doing for us.
To learn more about the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, go to okwheat.org.
Interest in cash cattle activity expected to slowly develop through the day today, although bids and asking prices still likely to remain sluggish. The feeders have not shown their hand as of yet, which is expected to point to higher asking prices given recent cash market support and recent futures market gains. Active trades likely to be pushed off until, well, tomorrow or more than likely Friday, as bids and asking prices will likely be wide apart most of the day today. Futures trade is expected to mixed following limited direction yesterday. Traders remain focused on underlying market support, but with prices hovering at the top end of the trading range, a moderate market correction would not be out of line. Well, over on the hog, strong technical support is starting to redevelop in the hog futures, with April contracts closing above $60 yesterday. This is expected to bring about increased buyer activity in all nearby contracts as traders continue to move back into the complex. The ability to hold long-term support levels through midweek will be huge in sparking additional commercial and non-commercial buying to the table. Moving on to the grains, the wheat market slightly higher after a mixed session yesterday, which saw Chicago and Minneapolis post gains, while Kansas City closed lower for a sixth consecutive session. This is the longest losing streak since August for Kansas City wheat. Minneapolis and Chicago are being supported by poor logistics across the Northern Plains, steady export demand for soft red winter wheat, and the constant rumors of China buying U.S. wheat, which would most likely be one of these two classes. Corn is trading higher, easing back slightly from yesterday's strong surge amid optimism toward the U.S.-China trade talks. While impressive, the rally in March corn merely took prices back to the middle of the previous two-month range. And soybeans are a tick weaker here this morning after posting their own surge yesterday amid optimism toward the trade talks. To be clear, nothing of substance came out of the trade talks yesterday, but the rumor mill suggests President Trump is eager to make a deal by the March 1st deadline. We're going to check your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, February live cattle was down a dollar yesterday, 126.82. April down 42 cents, 127.87. March feeder cattle down 27, 144.40. April down 2 cents, 146.65. And April hogs up 125 at 60.32. Kansas City wheat, the March was down 1 3/4 at 4.92. May was down 2.5 yesterday, 4.97. Chicago wheat, March up 1 3/4 at 5.20. May was up 1 1/4 cents at 5.21 3/4. March corn up 5.5, 3.78 1/4. May was up 5.5 cents at 3.86 1/4. March soybeans up 12.5, 9.17 1/2. May was up 12.5 cents, 9.31 3/4. And March cotton was down 77 cents at 69.78. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.